I was at RISD. I did a half year abroad in New Zealand, mm-hmm. and met Erica Duffy. And Erica Duffy and I instantly hit it off. We were both like outcasts from the systems. We both love public art. We both had like siblings same age, 2 years younger. Barron for both teachers. Like more like a spaceship crash, separated that time kind of relationship. And we could make murals like nobody's business. It was the damnedest thing. Like, she fulfilled absolutely all of my like artistic ambitions as far as like this idea of being able to be with somebody and pursue this, you know, the thing that was sort of the most important, which is to be a vessel for the ideas. So that's 1992. I meet her, graduate in 93. We're sort of like, well, we must be in love too. So we're like, we try to get together, and that doesn't entirely work. She's New Zealand, and then it gets just ugly. There's a flight in New Zealand, there's a breakup, and tears are shed, it is hideous.
Mm-hmm.
1994 rolls around, 2 years later, and I secure $10,000 to do whatever I want for tape art. I'm like, I want to go on a national tour, and the only person I could possibly think of that would make it the best is Erica. I'm sure we've had enough time apart, things are going to be fine, let's get together, see if things work out, let's tour it out. We're like in love with the art and love with each other, and you know, but I am not willing to commit. I'm sort of like drawing this line between what we're doing and what, you know, the actual time that we're spending together.
Mm-hmm.
1997, though, this is 2 years, I meet a girl named Nectaria Glenu, and I was doing special education teaching in Manhattan, got hooked up to the foundation that was putting me in all these schools where I worked with just the special ed populations. And in the basement of some Catholic school on 110th, I run into this teacher. I have a total soft spot for education, for special ed teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a fetish, but it's like, you know, I just love them. You know, I just melt every time I get, you know, they're the best. This one, though, gets me, and within the course of the following, you know, in 97, my interest is peaked. By 98, I'm, you know, committing myself to, like, this idea of having this full-time relationship. So in 1998, Eric and I get this gig. Or don't get it, we make up this gig. So this is the Worcester Art Museum. We set up this gig where we're going to do a drawing 360 degrees around this thing. It's 5 weeks. We're drawing 11 to 14 hours a day, and then every night making a web. The drawing is like hitting a peak. Like, we're drawing really, really well and really fluidly. It is raining constantly. So we're like staying up to 3 in the morning, getting out in 3 and continuing, repairing everything that we've done. It's taxing. During the course of this, Nectaria has come to realize that like my life is Erica. Erica's beginning to realize that my life is also Nectaria. Erica and I get invited to the International Symposium on Culture, Art, and Healing to present on tape art in hospitals. And we made this mural. And this mural we did in 9 hours. And I don't know if you have any sense of like how fast that is. And it's just the two of us focusing for 9 hours. We had just reached this, you know, like figure skater in couples. Like, they just get to this point where you know what the other person is going to do, and you're able to sort of like. And by this, you know, while this mural is happening, Nectaria's broken up with me. I'm crying myself to sleep literally every single day. Like, there was a stretch of, I was so heartbroken. It was like, there was a 2 week period where it's the only time I've ever done in my life, but like, literally cried myself to sleep, like, tears in the pillow, falling asleep from exhaustion.
Yes. Yeah.
while I'm in London, you know, yeah. it was just awful. But at the same time, we're doing this with Eric, and I'm left in this, and Nektaria refuses to lay down the it's her or me gauntlet. She's more like, you know, she's doing the you need to be a man routine. Like, it's your decision to make, and I'm like, damn. Can't we just have everything? You know, and that's the problem here, is that this is in the spring of 1999, is I had reached this plateau where everything I could have hoped for was actually happening. It's like, the arc was at the highest level it could be. I was having feelings at the highest level I had.